listening to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. One of my favorite things to do here on Faith and Family is share missionary stories. With me in studio today, Deaconess Danelle Putnam. She's a missionary serving the Lord in the Dominican Republic. Welcome to Faith and Family today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's nice to be here.
Glad to have you in studio. Always great to catch up with our missionaries when you're back here in the States and here at the International Center. And love to share your stories with our listeners. Danelle, tell me a little bit about what led you to consider this vocation of missionary.
Well, the Lord really led me into it many years ago. I can look back on my life and see how He's worked in me. I grew up as a pastor's kid, so I was always running around helping my parents with their work. In high school, I spent each summer in junior high and high school going out and working at Good Shepherd Lutheran Homes, which is now part of Bethesda Lutheran Communities. Working with people with developmental disabilities, doing camps and VBSs and whatnot. Then I grew up in Montana, and we had an exchange student my sophomore year who was in the same classes I was. She was from Mexico, and that got my interest in different cultures. And I went down to visit her. And as a result of that, I eventually ended up studying Spanish in college. I did a year abroad. After school, I didn't know what to do. And with a Spanish degree, there isn't much you can do unless you get another degree. So I decided to volunteer with LCMS World Mission to become a volunteer. And they sent me back to Mexico. So that was in 1996, the fall of 96. I was a volunteer missionary there for a year and a half. After that, I came home, and I was still seeking what to do when I got asked to go to Panama to serve there as a career missionary. And so I went. And in Panama, I had responsibilities like starting Sunday schools and working with women, doing youth groups, mainly evangelistic things. And I hadn't even really ever imagined, you know, lifetime career missionary service, which is what it's kind of turned into. But about 3 years into it, I was like, this is who God's called me to do and to be and to do. And so, yeah, looking back now, we're on many, many years of service now. So,
while you were in Panama, you started to realize this is what I love to do. What was it about your service there that really shaped that picture of your vocation, what you love doing?
I think it's seeing just how lives are changed before your eyes, how Christ comes in. And radically changes people's lives and reaching out to new Christian and unchurch people and seeing the before and after and seeing how thankful they are to receive this gift of grace and salvation and seeing things click before your eyes and the faith click. and that is something that certainly motivates them. I also just like the variety of things that we do as missionaries and the challenges, and every day is something different comes up. So I kind of like that aspect of it.
So where did you go from Panama?
From Panama in 2000, so I was in Panama from 1999 through the fall of 2005. And in the fall of 2005, I went to the Dominican Republic. I was asked to go there by the church to start brand new missionary work and working with people with developmental disabilities. So they wanted a person who had experience as a missionary, and they needed a woman because in the Dominican Republic, to be able to work with people with disabilities, you're usually working with the families, which are the mothers. And so they needed a woman to be able to go and work with those women and their families. And so I went there. I moved officially in October 2005. So I've been there on year 12 now.
Wow. Now, you mentioned you studied Spanish as a college student. Yeah. When did you decide to study for deaconess?
I decided that in 2012. I was actually granted a sabbatical because after being 13 years on the mission field, I needed a sabbatical. I needed a rest. And thankfully, the church and my coworkers really supported me in that. I actually hadn't really considered the deaconess studies, but part of the deal was that I needed to study while I was on my sabbatical. So I agreed to taking deaconess classes. So I went to Concordia Theological Seminary at Fort Wayne, and it was wonderful, wonderful, restful time, and to get recharge in God's Word and to just learn from the wonderful professors there and our teachers. And that's when I, so then taking those, I took two quarters, and during that time I got hooked. And I was doing a lot of diaconate type work already. But what I found was that this was what I really needed in my personal life and professional life as a missionary, that these are really the tools I was missing to be able to serve our people better in the Dominican and other mission fields. Tools to be able to teach God's word and proclaim his word, and tools to be able to help those who are hurting in their physical and with their spiritual needs as well. So that was a wonderful opportunity. Another thing that the Lord just kind of paved the way for me in that way.
And then when you returned mm-hmm. to the Dominican after sabbatical,
yeah.
Were there new adventures waiting for you when you returned?
Oh, definitely. I fit back kind of into the same work for the most part. But when I returned after my sabbatical in 2013, that's when one of the pastors that I started work with, he left. He went back to Brazil, which was his home of service. And then we went through time, just really great work and moving the mission forward. Then we started expanding work into the region from our Dominican field. And then now one of the really great opportunities I've had because of my deaconess training is we're going to start forming deaconesses in Latin American and Caribbean. So one of my responsibilities now is to go to Guatemala, Panama, Mexico to teach women in our sister church bodies and missions to train up deaconesses so they can serve in their churches as well.
So there certainly were new adventures mm-hmm. waiting yes. for you when you return. Tell me about the people you serve in the Dominican and Latin America.
The people in Latin America, because many of the countries in Latin America and the Caribbean are Christian in the sense that it's a very high Roman Catholic population in many of the countries. I think as you get to know the people, though, they know of Jesus, but they don't have faith in him. They do not understand what he has done for them and what he wants to do for their lives, that he wants to save them. So many people still live under, well, the burden of their sin, and they live under the burden of law. And even the Christians that are in the country, whether they be of evangelical nature or Pentecostal nature, they're living under a burden of they still can't be sure of their salvation. They're not sure if they've fasted enough or prayed enough or if they're a good enough person. And so it's a beautiful message that we bring to them and see this burden of the law lifted in them, understanding really what the gospel is and what Jesus has done for them. And he's done it all. But the people in Latin America, and especially in Dominican, are very happy people, very receptive people, joyful. So it's a real privilege to be able to serve among them.
As you get to know the people in the Dominican mm-hmm. more, and as you pointed out, that they're not unfamiliar with Christianity. This isn't totally new to them, mm-hmm. but hearing that gospel unattached certainly is new for many of them.
Yes.
What's mm-hmm. it like seeing, you know, to be able to share the gospel as you get to know them, to share the gospel and see them come to realize that this is a grace, this is a free gift of God, and it's nothing I've earned.
It's very much a light bulb moment for them, where you just see the lights coming on. And, you know, I've heard people literally say, "I understand now." Hmm. And as they speak those words, you can hear a burden being lifted off of them. Then this joyful assurance and a peace that comes with that is what they've expressed, of just knowing that I don't have to worry about this. Christ has got it. You know, he's done it. He's got it for me.
How does that then shape your service to individuals with developmental disabilities?
Well, people with developmental disabilities in general are one of the most unchurched populations in the world. And then in the Dominican, there are very few services for people with developmental disability, and they're very misunderstood population, sometimes not even understood as being human. Sometimes they're understood, they call them, they're special angels, or they're called people with problems. Or so there's a lot of language that depersonifies them, and what we try and get to is these are people who God created, and he knows. And they're people for whom Christ died. And because they're people, they also need, and for whom he died, they need salvation. They need his salvation. They need forgiveness of sins. They need his salvation. So we really communicate the importance of people with developmental disabilities hearing God's word, and then understanding that, again, they don't have to do anything for their salvation. And they're in a beautiful place because most of them can't do anything or have a type of disability where maybe they can't move. Maybe they can't get up and, you know, do a good work. And so this really places the burden on the Lord to work through his word, which he does to bring about that faith.
What would you like for us to know about the Lord's work in the Dominican and Latin America? What would you like for us to know about this work as we wrap up? Just about a minute left, and the future for that, for the Lord's work there.
I think one of the main things is even though we are working in areas that sometimes are considered Christian countries, we have to remember that there's so many people there that still need to hear the gospel and know the gospel. And there's certainly the need for the Reformation message. And that is, we are saved by God's grace through faith. And it is his word that does that in us. And that is a message that the people need to hear, so that they can know and have the assurance of salvation in Christ.
Deaconess Donnell Putnam, serving the Lord in the Dominican Republic, thank you for being my guest today on Faith and Family.
Thank you.